night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. I said,
the boys are back in town. 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 The boys are back in town.
Spread the word. Blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town.
Good morning.
We're back in town.
The boys are back.
We are so happy to be here. Thank you so much to our Highlights fans who are tuning in once again. Thank you so much for anyone new who's joining in. This is now our Tuesday at 8 a.m. time slot. This is the Fish and the Schmelkinator, and we will be here all semester long.
Yeah, so keep tuning in. We got some great stuff for you this morning. It's our first show of senior year, so it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, and thank you so much for all the people who've been listening to us when we were just starting out.
Yeah, just starting that.
Just trying to make it big.
Shout out to anyone who remembers that 6 a.m. on Tuesdays time slot.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but look how far we've come.
The big leagues now.
2 hours later.
Yeah, so boys are back in town, 8:02 on a Tuesday. We're super excited to get started.
Yeah. And we have a lot of, you know, some special things going on for this semester.
Oh,
yeah. We really can't wait to share them with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stick around so you can hear what's coming up.
So much to catch up on. They haven't heard anything since May.
Literally since May.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so it's been a while.
We got summer recaps, start of semester recap...
Senior year recap.
Senior year preview? Upcoming?
Senior year feelings.
Feelings. Some reflections since the start of our days.
Yeah. There's a lot that we have for you guys, so... Definitely stick around because we can't wait for a great show.
Be back soon.
But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool.
Boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club.
I'm up and jaws are on the floor. Lovers in the bathroom and the line outside the door. Miles away, saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club.
So that was just Travel Roan with Pink Pony Club. Whoa. Whoa, it's early. Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club. Yeah, and the theme for these next couple songs are going to be songs of the summer.
Yeah, and we were just talking about how we think this past summer was one of the best summers for music that I can really remember.
Agreed. Let us know if you... if you agree with this. It's so pop.
Pop and fun.
This summer was pop.
It was great.
And like so female. Many artists. Female pop.
Female pop.
We got The Rise of Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Brat, Sabrina Carpenter.
Grace. This is Gracie Abrams right here.
I feel
here.
Like but Gracie's was less pop.
It was less pop, but it was still female.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an incredible summer to be a a young 20s girl.
Exactly.
Honestly.
It was the soundtrack of the summer.
It was the soundtrack of the summer. It was
so much fun. Let us know if anyone had other songs of the summer.
Yeah. And we'd love to, you know, feature you guys. So
totally.
Always, you know, as you know, text in, call in, let us know what you think, what you want to hear from us.
Yeah.
And if you guys remember, last semester, every show we had a little theme, and we're definitely going to continue that. So once you know what the theme is, we'd love to hear some suggestions and, you know,
exactly.
play what you guys want to hear.
Yeah, although we kind of just gave away the theme this time.
Yeah.
But for the future.
No, sometimes we'll give it away if we want, like, more.
Yeah, true, if it's too hard.
Yeah, we want contributions.
And something we just said this morning, or, like, 5 seconds ago, was we're going to start making Spotify playlists of all of our songs that we play, and Spotify now has a feature where you can put it in a folder, so we'll be sharing out the folder of all of the songs every week,
and that will be on our Instagram, which
special plug
highlights_radio highlights_radio. But we came back stronger than ever.
Yeah, the Grace Abrams Taylor Swift collab. Also really good.
Really good.
I feel like I wouldn't consider Taylor's album of the summer, though.
No. When did that drop? That was, like, April.
April? May? One of those.
Yeah. I think it was, like, late April.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I wouldn't consider that. Because I feel like I was kind of moving on to the new things.
Yeah.
By the time summer had started. But, yeah, it was a great summer. It was a brat summer.
This song, I don't know if you feel the same, Zoe, reminds me of that day in summer where we went to Lexington. Like, in the car. You know how, like, certain songs just take you back? Zoe and I and our housemate Nina, good morning, Nina, went to Lexington this summer, and we had such a pleasant time. We went to a bookstore and got sandwiches. And now this song, kind of this album, because I feel like we played it on the way there and the way home. Reminds me of that.
Yeah, that was a great day.
Great day. Let us know, guys.
Just very spontaneous.
Yeah.
Just woke up one morning, and we were like, okay, let's, like, get out of the house and go somewhere cool.
Yeah.
And we did.
Bab.
And now we still have to go back and go to the battlefield.
Yeah.
Because we didn't even make it there.
I know. Yeah, some Boston history.
Boston history.
Okay, this next song is addicting.
I don't even know what it is.
You'll know when you know it. Honestly, I'm not even going to talk over it. We'll be right back.
I can't forget that night. You said I look like Susie Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion. And I said that's all right. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. Know that I got this. I'ma put some goddamn moves on you, babe. I know you need it. Die a double death for you. Death for your secrets.
another song of the summer. Sabrina Carpenter is in.
She's super in.
This
was like one of the songs. I'd say this is like top three.
Of the summer?
Yeah. Like just in pop culture.
Yeah, I feel like Espresso was bigger than this.
That's true. Yeah. Espresso was, well, this kind of like overtook it.
We need to have a show. We have too much to discuss today, but one of our shows this semester is going to be about the impact of TikTok on the music industry.
Yeah, only songs that, at this point, it's every pop song.
Yeah, but even like it'll revamp songs that are old.
Yeah,
and then
true.
They become popular.
Like Fleetwood Mac literally had to come back because of TikTok, and it's still. I feel like it's still. It's
Wait,
lasted.
Like the Silver Springs video, the live
no,
concert?
Like. Remember the video of the guy on the skateboard drinking cranberry juice and I think it was The Chain.
Wait, I'm usually not on the pop culture for you page, so I don't think
she
I would
doesn't
know it.
Know. But I know some of these listeners know.
Yeah.
That was like, it was a cultural reset, as people used to say.
No,
it was crazy. And then they just had like a complete comeback. And I feel like everyone in our age group was listening to them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And then it, like, slowly, one by one, a lot of their songs have become super popular.
So true. I know. That's cool.
It
honestly,
cool.
Yeah, one of these shows, Zoe and I will come and do our research and teach you guys something about updates in the music industry.
Slash TikTok. Yeah.
Anywho, so, all right, summer recaps. Let's start from May, because we haven't spoken to you guys since May. I feel like the last show was on Zoe's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Also, I just got a correction. It was Fleetwood Mac Dreams, not The Chain.
Dreams.
Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you to our fans who are...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so
keeping
much.
Keeping us on track.
Keeping us
honest.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, so, okay.
Oh, yeah, because we had, like, finals and stuff.
Yeah, so starting from your birthday... Amazing.
So
long.
It's almost my half birthday at this point.
Ah, wow.
Wow.
So back in May, the rest of May was good. I feel like,
Yeah, so we stayed here for maybe like a weekish after.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go home? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was home also for a bit.
Went home, chilled, and then, you know, our work started. So, I was in D.C. all summer.
And how'd you like moving to a new city?
I love D.C. I think it was definitely very interesting to be there this summer with everything going on. So, I think it was maybe a little bit...
You mean politically.
Politically.
Totally.
So, I think it might have been... Because, you know, I was there when, like, during the debate. And then I was there also when Biden dropped out. And then when... Kamala Harris chose her new VP and all that's like all that
Did
I was
there
like for
that being there being in DC was different than just being here and watching the news or like
yes because I feel like people it's like all people would talk about and then I had this sense that like oh this is what you know everyone's been talking about all summer and then I kind of came back here or went back home and I was like oh this isn't like the priority for everyone
which
I forgot but because obviously like if you're in DC and everyone around you is somehow connected to
totally
the government then that's what they're going to be talking about and that's what people are also just interested in like if they're there they have some sort of interest and they want to talk about it so it was really interesting to be there and very cool I loved the city
compare it do some similarities
to,
differences
to Boston.
Boston and also Zoe is from New York so.
Yeah definitely like an in-between city between the
like
between New York and Boston.
Bigger than Boston.
I think bigger than Boston. I mean, I don't know, like, the actual stats. But to me, it felt bigger.
Vibe-wise,
felt a lot bigger. But not as overwhelming and big as New York. I think definitely in terms of, like, this is very important to me. Public transportation.
My next question, exactly.
Great public transportation.
Wow.
Really good public transportation.
I
think
the
T could take some tips.
Yeah.
They call it just the Metro.
Metro.
The subway also obviously is like a different beast than most.
Subway.
The New York subway.
Beast.
But
direct quote.
It's a beast. But I'd say, you know, the DC metro was definitely a lot cleaner, and it came a lot. It came very often, very easy to use.
Did you take it to work every day?
I would take it to work every day. I would take the bus to the metro, and then I'd take the metro to work.
Nice.
And my office building, it felt so corporate because it was like you could walk underground through the tunnels, like not the actual metro tunnels, but like you could walk through these underground tunnels from the station into my building.
Whoa.
So I never even had to go outside.
Too bad it wasn't in winter.
Too bad. Honestly, no. It was perfect because it was hot this summer.
Yeah.
It was like we had two straight weeks where it didn't go below like 97.
Oh my God.
And it was literally, it felt like you were, and it's so humid in DC, if anyone knows. And so it literally felt like you were walking through a microwave. It was awful. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it
Wait, so is the metro like Apple Pay, like just touch and go, or
no
card?
Well, they, you can get like their specific metro card on your phone.
Okay.
Which is like kind of annoying because then you have to load money onto it, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
But it was okay, it was easy.
Mm-hmm. Because I think Boston, the T is making the switch.
Yeah, I saw that,
which is
they're like testing it. They're
piloting. Do you have a Charlie card?
I don't.
Exactly.
I don't have a Charlie card.
I only just recently got one because like my dad had a leftover one, but all these years I didn't have a Charlie card.
I had one freshman year, definitely.
And they do sell them at the info booth, which unfortunately I will not be working as an info booth attendant this upcoming semester.
We're all gonna, all of Tufts campus is gonna miss Jane working.
Thank
there.
You so much, but please, I still vouch for them and,
yeah, and
go give them
back.
Your business.
She'll be back.
Anywho, so
yeah, it was great. Let me think of other interesting differences.
How about like walkability?
Yeah, I was literally just gonna say.
We're on it.
I think walkability. I don't know. It was pretty walkable.
Yeah.
It was actually, I think like there's a much larger biking culture there. I want to say. I don't know if it was
Snap
just like
that.
The people I was hanging out with.
Yeah. Or like summer.
Or like summer, but people really biked a lot.
And were the bike lanes raised, separate, or just like painted?
Usually just painted, but there were a bunch of trails.
Oh.
So like there was kind of like this trail that I could take from where I was all the way to like the Lincoln Memorial, which like was not close, and it was just like a completely separate trail along the Potomac, which
like
was
just
so beautiful.
For recreation or for like actual transportation?
Yeah, both.
Both. And
so,
is it like a blue bike system?
Yeah, so they have the Capital bikes.
Oh, nice.
These big red bikes that you can
fitting.
Yeah. So it was great food, I will say. Very I'd say not well represented cuisines that are in other cities. Like there is a big Laotian.
Nice.
And
as
I went to
Laos.
Yeah. Or Lao.
But
correct
us, anyone.
Correct us. But yeah, I went to a Laotian restaurant and it was incredible. Best food of the summer.
Best food. Wait, what even, like, what was like a typical dish there?
It was, I'd say it was kind of like a mix between Thai and almost like Indian. It was so good.
Yum.
Everyone check it out. I'm sure, you know, just because you may not know of any Laotian restaurants around you, it doesn't mean that there aren't any. So
and
definitely
in fact,
check it out.
We'll do our research and maybe we'll go this week. And
maybe
we'll
go this week and we'll compile a list of some great Laotian restaurants in the area.
Would love
but
to.
It was really great. Amazing food. Shout out Yellow in Georgetown.
Yellow in Georgetown.
If anyone is ever in Georgetown, you must go to Yellow.
Georgetown, D.C.
Georgetown, D.C., where the university is.
Yep. What's Yellow?
So Yellow is this Middle Eastern restaurant / cafe. In the morning, they have incredible pastries and incredible breakfast sandwiches. You have to try.
What was your go-to?
The za'atar.
Oh,
egg
yum.
Sandwich. Wait, this egg sandwich on a za'atar croissant.
What
incredible.
The?
There's so, and then you also have to try a sweet treat as well, because all the sweet pastries are amazing. Then for lunch they have these pitas. Absurd. Best that I've had in the U.S. Honestly.
Absurd.
You wow. have to go. And then at
best
night.
Best she's had in the U.S.
Yes, incredible.
And Zoe's a foodie.
Yeah.
This is.
And then at night they have pizza. So but it's like not pizza.
All day cafe,
but like the food is changing, you know, obviously.
And is it like in the inside?
Listen, okay. Yeah. The pizza was on the New York Times best 25 pizzas in the country.
What?
It is so good. So you have to go to Yellow. Any time of the day, they have something for you. Just stop by. They'd love to see you.
Wait, keep going on this pizza. Is it like it's really, thick crust, it's, like how a pita would be kind of? Like the dough of it?
The dough is like definitely it's pretty thin crust,
mm-hmm.
but the dough is so good. If you can imagine like a bakery making pizza, it's really, really good.
Chef kiss.
And the toppings are really fun. And
what toppings did you get? Or did you
so
go
we got one that was like harissa based.
Ooh, oh,
we,
so they're unique.
Nice. We got like a mushroom one that was very interesting.
Oh, speaking of mushroom.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. But, yeah, you just got to check it out. If you're there and you don't go, you're making a really big mistake.
Wow, Yellow.
Yellow in Georgetown.
There. Okay,
so that was definitely my favorite place.
Should we do a top three? Because you have one more
top
slot.
Top three?
Yeah. It was the Laotian food.
Laotian? Yellow. Oh, okay. There is this other place in Georgetown called Le Bon Vache. Mm. It was this French restaurant. Such a neighborhood spot. Like, sometimes you walk by a restaurant and you're like, yeah, that's where the locals go. Such a neighborhood spot.
Were they playing the Olympics in there?
No, it was like
upscale.
They didn't have any TVs.
Okay,
but it was definitely like a bistro vibe. It wasn't super upscale.
Nice.
And I'd say affordable. You could get a really, so they're famous for their burgers, and you can get a really, really yummy, filling, delicious, everything burger for like $14, which I think is
pretty
good.
You know,
good. For a sit-down restaurant, sit-down French bistro.
In downtown, yeah.
In Georgetown, pretty good. So I would also recommend that place. Also, their tomato tartine, incredible.
Wait, I'm not sure if I can picture what a tartine is.
It's like, well, this was on, it was like tomatoes on
They
bread.
Can't see your hand motions right now. But yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a flatbread.
Like a toast.
Is it
kind of.
And it like folds in on itself?
No, it's just like toast, basically.
Okay.
But
yeah.
With like tomato. I don't know. It was very good. And then we also got the beef. This was interesting. I was with a group of like 7 of us, and we all agreed to get the beef tartare.
Raw.
Raw beef.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was really good.
Tartare. Is that a French
But I feel
word?
Like that's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
That, like, everyone was like, yeah, let's try it.
That's not usually, like, a group share.
No, it's not. It's usually, like, one person is like, okay, I'll try it, and you guys can have a bite. But it was like, yeah, let's all share it.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were all down.
Nice.
So, yeah, those are my three recs. Yellow, Le Bon Vache, and Tip Cow. Which was the Laotian place.
Oh, Tip Cow.
Tip Cow.
Yeah. We didn't get the name before. Tip Cow. Name.
Nice. Yeah, so that's my D.C. roundup.
Wow, so overall, D.C. sounds great.
D.C. is great. It's a really great city. And they're also, like, you know, constantly updating it in interesting ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's this whole new area by the Nationals, the baseball team, their stadium. That seemed like very cool. It was on the water, and they had like this little pool for kids.
Oh,
it was very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So, love DC. Definitely visit. You know, we gotta really explore our American cities more. You know what I mean?
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. Honestly, I went to DC when I was like little and did all the museums and stuff.
Yeah,
but I haven't been back.
I feel like people probably know this. All the Smithsonian museums, which is a group of like so many museums, I want to say like 7 to 10. They're all free.
And what was your favorite?
Probably the.
It's tough.
The Air and Space Museum. Is that what it's
called? Yeah, classic. Cool. Wait, is there a spy museum there?
There is a spy museum there.
I remember that.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
But they shut down the Newseum a while ago.
Newseum, yeah. Which,
that was my favorite.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, but there are some really great museums. I didn't get to go to all the ones that I wanted to.
And you'll be back.
Yeah, but we'll be back. It's really not that... Yeah, it's right around the corner. So, Jane.
Anywho. All right, yes.
Jane's turn.
So, well, okay. Well, before I get into my summer, you're listening to Maggie Rogers right now, Don't Forget Me. And I got tickets to see her when she's coming to Boston.
Oh, my God.
In October. And she dropped this up. But I guess this one doesn't really feel that summer to me because it was also right before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, summer was great. I was here in Boston, so not a ton of new recs to drop for you guys. But it was lovely. Zoe came for
For a week.
Yeah.
It was really nice. We went to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Manchester by the Sea, Singing Beach.
Singing Beach.
Beautiful beach.
Honestly, if you really looked at it, looked like you were in a different country.
It literally felt, yeah, it was so beautiful.
And this is like 40 minutes from Boston?
No, not far. Honestly, and the weather has been good enough that if you go at the right time of day, you could have a beach day.
Today. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be like 80 today.
Yeah. So everyone's still getting their beach days and go to Singing Beach in Manchester by the Sea.
Exactly. But I would say I'm kind of ready for fall at this point. Like the slowdown.
That's when you start to feel.
Yeah. Yeah, but beach days. Our housemates were in the house, so it felt very full. It basically just felt like college without the classes, which is
That's
great.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's been really great.
Yeah. Any new restaurants that you unlocked?
Huh.
Any new ramen? Jane goes to a lot of ramen places.
Wait, did you just send me the one yesterday of Pikachu? Or did I see it?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the same one that you sent me?
Well, I don't know if I sent that to you, but I saw it on my own. Did someone
else
send it to
you? But yeah, if anyone's in the Medford area,
it's so good. It was an interview.
Yeah,
a guy on like a podcast.
Yeah.
Talking about this.
Oh, I think you sent me the other the same podcast but different.
Oh,
guy.
When you saw it.
Yeah, and I'd seen
That's
it before.
That's so crazy.
I know.
Yeah, I just saw it.
That actually is really weird.
And I remember that place being incredible.
So good.
We'll go back.
We should, and it's probably the closest restaurant to us in Medford. It's walking distance.
Yeah, it's super close.
Definitely.
Right in between us and, like, the Mystic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another thing that happened over the summer for our local Tufts people is Tasty is now open late. Tasty is, like, one of the... No, I feel like you knew this.
I did not know that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Tasty is open, like, for dinner now.
Do they expand the menu, or it's just...
It's, like, the lunch. Last I checked, it was, like, the lunch menu.
Their lunch menu is really good.
Yeah, it's honestly. So good. And now people will, like, go there and just work for longer because it's open.
That's great.
So
great move on their part.
Very incredible move.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'd say it's the most popular right around Tufts.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
That or like Picante, which is like but different vibes. You don't do
so
work in Picante.
Exactly. And speaking in that same general area, our washing machine in our basement was broken last week, so I went to the laundromat over there, and I had a really positive experience.
That's great.
Yeah. Honestly, I felt like my clothes got more clean because I wasn't stuffing them, and I didn't have to go get quarters.
The machines are so big.
They're so big, and they had like a vending machine of the detergent and the drying sheets, and that was really great.
Oh, you don't have to pay with quarters?
No. And you can do Apple Pay, like touchscreen, on the dryers.
What?
I know. And I went and I dropped it off. Oh, and well, I'll tell them after. And and it was great. And I dropped it off. And then I went, did an errand, picked up milk from the Tufts convenience store.
Yeah.
Came
as
home.
You should.
Got changed. Went back. Switched my clothes from the washer to the dryer. Left again. Came back. And it was done. And all set.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I think our laundry machine is now fixed in the basement. But honestly, maybe I'll still go there. People were like doing work there. Someone was like on the phone. Like,
it's kind of a nice.
It's kind of a social setting.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Totally.
Yeah. Right now you're listening to Vertigo by Griff, and I'm seeing Griff in concert on Friday at, I'm pretty sure, House of Blues in Boston. Who's Griff, you may ask? I don't know why she's not as big as she should be. She opened for Taylor Swift in London.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I think I got the tickets for like very cheap.
Yeah. And she's great from what I've heard.
Yeah, she's great.
She really would fit into the summer
exactly
very well.
But I think her album dropped in September. Yeah.
She just missed it, but that's okay. She has time.
Yeah.
Maybe next summer.
I have a feeling she's gonna like really blow up, and I'll be like, oh, I saw her when.
Yeah.
I know.
Good investment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let us know.
Yeah. Very exciting. Yeah, a lot of Jane's got a lot of concerts coming up.
Yeah, this is kind of a semester of concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone, we're going to have, maybe in the next coming weeks, we'll have a segment of concerts in the area that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you are inspired to go to more concerts, we'll have some resources for you. And, you know, we really want to encourage people to go in person and support their artists.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing that we've gotten from our feedback from our loyal fans is that we're going to have some more segments in our show. So maybe a little bit more, I wouldn't say structured, because we're still going to gab.
We tried to make this a segment and that we've been talking for like 20 minutes.
Oh, but it's been too good.
It is also the first show. So like we have to give ourselves.
Had way too much to catch up on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to have some segments. What we were thinking so far is like some music, some general updates, anything we've learned, anything fun in the area, anything for the upcoming week. But if there's a segment that you're really dying to hear our take on, let us know.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the reason that our show is called Highlights
is
because we were inspired by the children's magazine Highlights.
Yeah.
And we, Jane and I, had a big idea freshman year to make a highlights for college students.
Yeah.
So.
And our listeners are big Highlights fans of the magazine.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with, some listeners that I know. So we think these segments could be really fun, and we could like, you know, align them with this highlight segments in the magazine.
Yeah. The original idea. Early freshman year. Probably soon after we met.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, we should make Highlights magazine. But for college. And unfortunately, we never got around to it. Hey, we still have a year. We could make a magazine.
Yeah.
If anyone has expertise in making magazines, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of ideas. And very exciting news, we've got merch coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to make Highlights merch. Think stickers, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats.
Everything.
Etc.
Socks.
Why not?
Bookmarks.
And, we'll let you know. Tote bags. Good one.
So much we can do with this.
Yeah, we're super excited about that.
Yeah, we're super excited. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement to come for this semester and just this whole year.
Another exciting, which we won't share too much about yet because we're not exactly sure, but Zoe and I are going to be dancing this semester.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be dance
partners.
We're
in the process of still applying.
Yep.
But I'm very confident that we'll be able to dance.
More details to follow.
More details, yeah. But we'll be dancing. Just know that.
Yeah.
Once a week, we'll be dancing.
So, yeah.
Just think of us once a week.
Yeah. But truly, we have a really great semester on deck. We're already off to a great start.
Yeah, we're off to a great start, and we're really excited. Yeah. Go ahead.
Actually, we were off to a bit of a rocky start, and then we've since saged the house.
Yes, we've saged our home, although today I woke up and my eye was really red. So I don't know. But we did sage our home.
And tell me how.
I don't know how many people like know of this.
Yeah, describe ritual. It. Describe it.
But basically, you know, when you feel like your house needs a little bit of a cleanse, and not like a physical cleanse, but a spiritual cleanse.
Totally.
You can sage your home. And what you do is you open up all the windows, every single window.
Yep.
You play some spiritual music.
Yeah. What was it called?
Tantric
again?
Music.
Tantric noise.
Tantric noise.
Yep.
And then you burn some sage. And you
and
go
sage,
into...
Wait, describe, like, what it looks like.
Sage is, like...
It's kind of like... It feels like sticks, almost.
Yeah, it's, like, and
it's like a bundle of sticks.
Yeah, but it smells really good. Yeah. Although, I don't know, Jane didn't love it.
I didn't love the smell. It just kind of smelled, like, burnt to me at the end.
Yeah.
But, okay.
But, yeah. It smells like the incense that would be in a fortune teller's...
Yes.
...office, if you can imagine that. And then, so you go into every room... And you basically wave the burning sage around, and you have to be very intentional mm-hmm. about what you want from each room.
Yeah.
And the vibes that you're bringing into that house.
And you can think them, say them out loud, a mix of both.
You can breathe them in,
breathe them out. You can, like, do a physical
anything.
Movement, just really setting good intentions while the sage burns and... It was very spiritual.
Very spiritual, and we all took it very seriously.
Yeah, and we did a conga line.
Yeah, we did a conga line through every room so that whoever was touching the sage, we could all retroactively.
Good word.
Touch it as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a really great experience, and then we all kind of chatted after about our intentions for the semester. And
totally.
It was great, and I think the vibes in our... Not... Like, amongst us, obviously, just, like, the vibes of our home.
Totally.
Have changed.
Yeah, like, the ambiance of home.
Yes.
Physical
feels
house.
Good.
Yeah,
we
great.
Won't tell you what where the house is, obviously. Yeah. But the house that we live in.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
It's changed.
I'm really
and
glad
And maybe one day you'll walk by and not even know, and you'll feel it.
Yeah, honestly, the energy radiates.
It does radiate.
Totally.
People have told us.
And what else? We had a great...
Oh, we went to...
Oh!
Jane
went
to
Hot Pot! I had my first Hot Pot! Yeah, it was awesome. If anyone else has been to Hot Pot, let's discuss. It was great. Zoe had been before.
Yeah.
But you basically get, like... broth to the table, and you can go up to this, like, buffet area and pick up all your veggies, noodles, fish cakes,
mm-hmm.
Egg, sauces.
Sauces are important. They
really
have, like,
important.
Every single type of sauce.
Yeah, I kind of went overboard on the sauce. I think if I were to do it when I do it again, I think I'm not going to... I mix too many. I was like... Mm. I got overwhelmed.
That's fair. Well, I had found a TikTok before that told me how to make the best sauce.
Right. So you're learning. That's great.
But it was my third time. So it's like, you know, you learn every time.
It's
kind of like
you
have
to
figure it out for yourself, too. You have to figure out what you need.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a learning curve. But it's so yummy and so good. And there's unlimited soft serve at the end.
Yeah. Green tea and vanilla soft serve.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
And, like, vanilla that actually tastes like vanilla.
Yeah.
Not just, like, plain ice cream. It tastes like real vanilla, which is so good.
No, it was really good.
This is a... Okay. This song is Gracie Abrams' Close to You. It really kicked things off for her this summer.
Yeah.
I think people haven't obviously knew her before this summer, but I think this is the song that got her into the summer playlist.
Yeah. I love this song.
This is a really good song.
I feel like some people think it's overplayed, but I don't.
Yeah, but what do you think about that? Like, saying that something's overplayed? I feel like...
Good question.
Is it a valid criticism? Because I feel like if it's overplayed, it means that people really like it. And then is it kind of unfair to punish a song for being so good that people wanted to play it a lot?
Sometimes I'll purposely not let myself overplay a song because
yeah.
I'll be like, oh, I love it so much, but I'm not going to Like, it needs to be special. I'm not just gonna, like, play it casually if I really like it. Eh, actually, that's not true. I don't know.
I just feel like people say that, or people are like, oh, this song is basic. But it's like, sometimes it's basic for a reason. Like, it's just people love it.
It's just popular.
It's just popular, like, because it's good.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a really good song. And definitely people played it a lot when it was popular. But I also am the, like, I feel like people have different music listening styles.
Yep.
And personally, I'm the repeat type. Like, once I find a song I like, I'm playing it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I don't really get sick of it.
Me too. Until I do.
I don't know if I mean, sometimes
No,
I
definitely
do.
Get sick of songs.
You get sick of it?
Yeah.
But let's say, like, you get sick of it and then you hear it 2 months later.
No, then I'm like, then oh, I good. Love it.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
When people are like, oh, don't play this, it's overplayed.
But, like, sometimes I'll get in a phase where I'm like, ugh, I need new music. Like, I've just been doing the same stuff over and over again.
I know
again.
What you mean. But it doesn't mean that you don't like it. It just means, like, that's natural.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. And,
so,
it's
almost
everyone's favorite time, of the show, which is bum-ba-da-dum-bum-ba-bum. PSA! Zoe's gonna read our PSA.
This one is really near and dear to Jane and I. This is the Mystic River Reservation PSA. I'll read it first, and then we can add anything that the PSA doesn't cover.
Totally. Personal anecdotes.
Personal anecdotes. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city. Ooh, I don't know if everyone knew that. Somerville is, in fact, New England's most densely populated city.
Wait, are you that seems crazy. More than Boston?
Yeah. Densely populated.
Somerville?
Yeah. Well, the question is,
what?
We could talk about, like, what counts as a because you think about the houses, how the houses are set up.
Yeah.
Some of those houses have, like, 3 units in them. And
but I feel like
so
any
many.
College town. Well, because colleges are super densely populated.
That's true.
But Somerville, or Tufts is technically Medford?
It's okay. Like half and half.
Continue
we'll
with the PSA.
We'll figure it out. But the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful. Wow, that's really cool. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up. The Shannon Beach on the Upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio.
Love it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm honestly going to take a picture of the... You guys can't see this, but there's a map on it. I'm just going to take a picture because you never know.
We love the Mystic. The Mystic was big this summer. I feel like I went...
All the time.
Very frequently. And it's so true. It's such a great spot to run. And, like, if you go from our house and then loop around the Mystic, it's, like, a great loop. And it's really
How
pretty.
Long is, like, a whole loop of the Mystic?
It depends, like, where you cut off, but it could be, like, 5 miles from our house to there. Is that too much information?
No.
But, yeah, it's great. And, like, where the sailing pavilion is, like, the Tufts Sailing, people can picnic there. Actually, I'm not sure if you're legally allowed to bring food there, but it's
well,
a really
but
good...
Well, even if you don't go there, which I've always gone to the docks where the Tufts Sailing is... But you can also, there's so many little spots around the Mystic itself. You can find
like
a little private
beach. Like the little
beach.
Beaches.
Yeah, I went the other day and we found like a little private beach.
And it gets like kind of sandy or like dirty.
Yeah.
Not dirty.
It's
like,
so, honestly, right now, the water is so nice and warm.
It's so nice.
So keep, you know, if you can't make it all the way to Singing Beach,
yeah,
the Mystic is so close.
It's, yeah, it's great. And even when it gets cold, it's a good place to plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I recently discovered, oh, I forgot to mention, I brought a bike back for this summer. So while Zoe was biking on the Capitol bikes in D.C., I have been biking around here, and I biked, if you go kind of like past, so like anyone who knows the area, if you're going towards the Mystic, and then like the Mystic is on your left side, and you go, keep going as far as you can past like that park and past like the picnic tables, and then you go over this like tiny bridge, and it turns into all these like really cool colonial mansions, like the kinds where it like,
oh yeah,
has like, the, like a plaque that, and like the date in front of it, like 17 something, and those are super cool to walk by. So honestly, yeah,
there's so much to explore,
so much to explore in the Medford Somerville area.
Yeah, it's really great. I feel like we weren't really on the Mystic wave until last year.
I know. I don't know why.
But I think it gets cold and then we're like, eh. But
yeah,
it's been pretty warm and we're already like 2 weeks in, so.
Yeah.
2 weeks as of today.
2 weeks. We're entering our third week of.
Yeah. Second full week.
This is the current third week of Tufts classes. Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
How would you feel general, like, thoughts and feelings are being a senior in some of your classes, Zoe?
In some of my classes?
Yeah.
Like,
do you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm a senior, like, I know the drill?
Yeah. Honestly, though, every class is always so different.
Yep.
I think... I mean, the best part about being a senior in class is that you have, like, so much more choice.
Yeah.
That you want to take. Mm-hmm. So, that's fun, because I feel like all of my classes that I'm taking were, like, my first choice.
Oh, yeah, like, Ancient Egypt? I'm taking Ancient Egypt,
which is honestly a freshman class.
But awesome.
But it's
when
cool.
else in your life can you take an Ancient Egypt class?
It's really cool, and it counts for, you know, some stuff that I needed to get out of the way, so.
Totally.
Yeah, it's great, and I'm learning, it's more archaeology, which makes sense, because it's ancient Egypt, but it's really cool, and we just look at, like, artifacts the whole class, and.
Like, pictures of artifacts?
Yeah, and the professor will explain, like, oh, you know, this is from this era, because this sign means this type of god, and in this era, that god would never have been represented in this way, like.
Archaeologists are cool.
Super cool.
Is that like a profession that they need more of? I feel like I don't meet too many archaeologists.
I mean, it's super. Our professor was talking about how it's super expensive, obviously, to do an archaeological dig.
Yeah.
So I think it's like more rare than like.
Yeah.
Books and movies make us think it is.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it's really cool. And I definitely want to hear more about, like, what he's done and the research he's done. But
like, has he, like, traveled all over to go?
I'm sure he's been to Egypt many times.
Wow.
But, yeah, next class, we're about to learn about the pyramids.
Nice.
So I'm super excited.
Yeah, wasn't it also, like, the pyramids were ancient?
Super ancient. I mean, think about, like, this is class 5 for us, and we're learning about it out of, like, 30 classes, so.
Yeah, and, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't, like, Cleopatra thought the pyramids were ancient?
Yeah, there's some, yeah.
It's
you know,
like,
those videos where it's like, this was as far away from us as it was from this.
Yeah.
And the pyramids are always, like,
so old.
Ancient. I mean, ancient Egypt is a huge, it's what, like a 3,000 year period?
Crazy.
It's crazy.
We could have a whole show just on ancient Egypt.
Oh my God, so much more. We could spend our whole lives trying to learn about ancient Egypt and only touch the surface, so.
It's crazy.
But Truly. Yeah, so it's been very cool. Yeah, Jane, what about your class on... medicine.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking a I actually have that tonight. I'm taking a class called, I forgot what the actual, I think it's called, medical ethics. And it's about, it's taught by a med mal lawyer. And it's Tuesday nights once a week. And we talk about, like, the ethics of medicine. And we had to watch this movie for class tonight, which I watched last night, about, like, fertility and all the ethical concerns of, like, people who want to be pregnant. And
what was it called? Shoot.
The Private Life.
Mm.
It wasn't a documentary. It was, like, a
narrative.
Drama. Yeah. Something
like
that.
Wow. That's so cool.
It was really cool.
And there's a lot to talk about.
So much.
Yeah. I remember... never mind. But I don't know if this is an on-air topic.
Okay,
but yeah, it's super cool. It's super cool. So Tufts, I don't know how many Tufts students we have listening, but
yeah,
for
Tufts,
those who don't know,
hello,
Tufts
Jumbos.
Has this program called Experimental
mm-hmm.
College, where you can take classes with either students who will sign up to teach a class,
mm-hmm.
Or with like visiting professors.
Yeah. Just like people
who aren't professors,
yeah.
but you know, are experts in their field and want to teach a class.
Yeah, like the professor teaching this class, is a current practicing lawyer.
Yeah,
in the Boston area,
super
so it's
cool.
really cool. She can like bring in some of her cases, obviously not with like the names and everything, but of this is what went down, this is what the patient said, this is the doctors and nurses involved, and it's so confusing and really hard. Hey. And, yeah, so Zoe and I have really enjoyed catching up with you.
Yeah, sorry this is a lot of talking. We're definitely
going
to have, like, you know, more segments of music and talking, more of a mix.
And whatnot.
So, but we just wanted to catch everyone up with what we've been up to.
Exactly.
These past few months.
So this is Jane and...
Zoe.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be back here Tuesday, 8 a.m. next week.
And every week after that.
Exactly.